The rifle range is a historic site, outdoor theatre, and recreation facility all rolled into one. We asked Richard Didsbury, former director of the Hobsonville Land Company, and the man whom the Didsbury Trail is named after, to explain a little bit about the history of this unique site and how it developed into what it is today.
Welcome to the rifle range. Now, this has got an enormous rich history as part of Hobsonville. This was opened in 1940, of which it was in the middle of the Second World War, and initially it was used to train the Air Force when the whole of Hobsonville was used as an Air Force base. And they had to train the gunners who were firing machine guns in the planes, of course, before they went to war. You'll see on the wall, though, that at times they missed the targets, and I suspect those that actually got completely on the top and might have flown over the top of that concrete block wall weren't necessarily promoted any further in their career as gunnery officers and probably put into other parts of the Air Force. After the war, it was used by a variety of people. As an example, the SAS would train and they'd parachute down and then they'd have to creep into the firing range here and then they'd be using live ammunition. More recently, members of the police and the diplomatic protection squad, you know, who obviously surround our Prime Minister, have come to places like this for training. So it's, although it started in the Second World War, for several decades it was used by a variety of the services, you know, for training.
During the development of Hobsonville Point, Richard made sure that the rifle range was celebrated as a historic site while fulfilling a role as a community space for locals and visitors alike.
It was important to keep some key historical elements together so that, you know, so that people can in the future understand the history. And this is one of those elements. It's unique in New Zealand to have something like this. So we thought a lot about what could we use it for. And it's our music base. And so as part of the arts trail, it's not just about sculpture, it's about performance. What a wonderful opportunity to go outside and have some sort of unusual musical event. Or it could be poetry, or it could be a Shakespearean performance. It's just another dimension of culture and art that's being offered to the community of Hobsonville. Isn't this a fantastic outcome? We love it.